Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello. We are live. This is attempt four, my fourth and final attempt to record today's live video here on Facebook. Technology is not cooperating at all. Normally, anyone that follows me knows we have a horrible internet connection out here in the desert, always going off and on. But actually, it was just plain off in my entire neighborhood yesterday for over 19 hours, from yesterday afternoon till about just about today afternoon. So craziness. And this is the fourth time that I'm attempting to record this video, because the past three have just shut off in the first 30 seconds or so. So if it doesn't work, I'll figure out a way to record the video and I'll just post up to Facebook, so we won't be able to ask questions or interact, which I love. But either way, I'll get a video up here. So as always, I start off by sharing my rhino of the day. And today it is this pewter rhino. I believe it's pewter. It's a pure metal rhino. And that is in honor of today's success story Saturday, which is one of the earliest, most successful entrepreneurs in American history. Mr. Paul, wish a happy Canada Day to all my Canadian friends and viewers and listeners, anyone else around the world that celebrates that day. And in a few days here in America, it'll be our Independence Day. And so I'm wearing the red, white, and blue, and I'm heading off to watch a fireworks show tonight. And I'm talking about Paul Revere, certainly one of our most renowned patriots. There were a lot of patriots spearheading the revolution and the whole cause back 250 years ago, but Revere is more famous than almost all of them because of the Longfellow poem, The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, which anywhere here in America, most of us have heard and at least know some of that poem. But did you know that Paul Revere was a very successful entrepreneur back in the day? He first took over his father died tragically. He was 19 years old and he had six younger brothers and sisters. So Paul Revere, was up to him to take over that family business. It was a goldsmithing business. So Paul Revere became a goldsmith, silversmith, pewter, copper, working in all the metals, and to support his family. But business, those were tough days back then, hence the Boston Tea Party, which he helped lead, and the Revolutionary War. A lot of it was over. Kind of what we've been going through recently here in America these days is excessive government control, and even half of America being brainwashed to believe that the government knows better than us what we should do in our life, what we should buy, and you know, what health insurance we should buy, and what we should do in schools and business and regulations, and you know, government's out of control like it was back then. Now, hopefully it doesn't get to the point where there's revolution, and I don't think it's anywhere near that point right now, so we can hope, because I believe America's the greatest country on earth, and hopefully somehow it's able to still exist, even though it's nothing like it was founded to be, because now it's all about government controlling everything. But back in the day, just like today, Paul Revere took his own prosperity, his own success, his own survival of his business into his own hands, and regardless of excessive government control, incredibly high taxes, just the same ridiculousness we're going through today, he said, I know what to do. I'm going to sell and market to the people that are least affected by a horrible economy like it was then, like it's been here for the past 8 or 10 years. And he sold to the most affluent, upper class, crusty movers and shakers of Boston. And so his business thrived. Those people had money back then, regardless that, you know, lots of other people were suffering, and same today. The affluent are still spending money and buying stuff and going crazy, even though certainly the middle class of America has been getting wrecked by big government recently. And the you know, poorer people in America are always poorer. That doesn't change anyway. So to this day, I lived in Boston for 18 years, and I would see Paul Revere stuff, cups, saucers, plates, silverware, all over antique stores in Boston, and now you probably see it online and in auctions all over the place. He was a master goldsmith, silversmith, copper, pewter, working in all those metals. But did you know, he didn't just work that one business. He wasn't just self-employed or a business owner. He was an entrepreneur. He was always looking for new opportunities. So actually, when the war came along, he was making gunpowder and making cannons. But after the war, did you know that Paul Revere was responsible for printing the very first ever American currency? First money in America, he printed it. And then after the war, he started the first copper rolling mill. Something to do with copper. So that's what entrepreneurs do today. We look around and we say, there's a need for something. People have a need and I don't see one. There was no copper rolling mill anywhere in the entire Western Hemisphere, in the whole New World, in all the colonies. So Paul Revere, everybody else said, oh, there is none. Wish there was. Paul Revere, being an entrepreneur, said, I'll start it. He also had a hardware store. He also had a foundry. So he didn't just sit there and say, hey, I'm good with metals. He said, what else can I do with metals? You know, hardware store, it's pretty much everything is metal, hammers and screwdrivers and nails and whatever. It's a lot of metal stuff. A foundry, it's all about metal. Copper rolling mill, it's all about metal. Making cannons, all about metal. So Paul Revere, his business, and said, I'm not just going to be self-employed. First of all, I'm not going to struggle and not succeed. I'm going to get to know and hobnob with the upper class. He was the furthest thing from it. He was a goldsmith. He was a laborer. But he said, I'm going to get to know all the top people in Boston. And to this day, again, the collections of all the richest people and the most powerful people and the most influential people all in Boston in those days all had Paul Revere silverware and cups and saucers and plates and whatever in their homes. So that's how Revere did it. And that's how we got to do it today. On the government, even though already Trump fantastically has been slashing all kinds of regulations, which is great for small business owners and therefore great, though they won't admit it and they hate everything he does. There's only one thing that anti-Trumpers hate worse than Trump. They hate anyone that supports Trump or voted for Trump. I mean, how deplorable, racist, awful, horrible, idiot, stupid you must be if you support anything about Trump. So I don't think that's going to end, but hopefully Trump's also able to do what he says, which is cut taxes drastically and make them simpler. Again, big business won't make much of a difference and the wealthy won't make much of a difference, but for small business owners and small business, be a huge difference. So hopefully that happens. Oh, I just said huge when I was talking about something Trump might do. No pun intended, but there's the pun. Anyway, so we need to take control of our business and forget about all the fact of the oppressive government and the high taxes and regulations, just like it was in Paul Revere's day, and say, what do I got to do to succeed and to thrive? And for Revere, it was networking and marketing and selling and providing services and products to the affluent people, unaffected by the horrible, dreadful high taxes and oppressive government, similar to what we have today. So that's the lesson still to this day from 250 years ago from Paul Revere, also to be that opportunity-seeking entrepreneur. So we celebrate the success of Paul Revere. I will also say that I looked through my old photos, haven't found one yet. If I find one, I know, I believe I had taken of me in front of the Paul Revere statue, maybe in front of the Paul Revere house. I lived in Boston, worked in the North End, was a really rough area back in Paul Revere's day from what I hear. And I haven't been there about 20 years, but it was where all the mafia was. And so it was still a kind of a, well, not a rough end because they, you know, rule with an iron fist. There's no problem, no come in there, but no problem. Problems ever happen because someone more powerful than the cops, who will take more drastic action than the cops if you do something stupid, run that place. At least they did back then. But we took it for granted walking by, just whatever, you know, took it for granted. And besides, back then, not everyone was walking around with a, you know, camera and video camera in their pocket at all times. So I don't know if photos exist. I know I so many times went by the Paul Revere house. It's tiny. I think I went in there once and everything was really tiny, but the statue, walked by it all the time. So if I find a photo of that, I'll share it with you. Otherwise, we'll have to suffice with the memories of walking through the North End, working in the North End, so being there every single day for years, and celebrating the life and times of one of our earliest and most influential and successful patriots as far as the Revolutionary War here in the U.S., and one of the most successful and innovative earliest entrepreneurs here in America. So happy Canada Day, everybody, and happy soon-to-be Independence Day as well. I'll be back before then, of course. That's it for Success Story Saturday. I will be back tomorrow with Fun Day Sunday, where just because I said every day I'll shoot one of these videos, but I try and stay away from business and just say hello on a Sunday and keep it short and sweet, and I'll be back there tomorrow with that. So I don't see any questions or comments or concerns or anything at all. Post them later if you want. Hopefully you share the video and like it. That's what gets, I hear, that's what gets Facebook to share it around, and then more people see it, and then everyone's happy. And I will be back again tomorrow with Sunday Fun Day. Thanks for joining me today. I'm heading off to the ball game and to watch some fireworks and to celebrate our independence. Have some fun, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.